So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most embracing, polarized, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I won REM tickets on Q102 via Redbeard.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bed down. Bed down.
Down, not all the not way off. Down. You're doing great here.
Okay.
You're a seasoned pro. Rise of the Planet of the Apes dominated over the weekend thanks to some pretty nice reviews. It made
pretty intense advertising, too.
Near $60 million in its debut weekend. I wonder how many of those people actually saw the first one.
Maybe 5%.
Now, they're speculating here, as I'm reading this on Entertainment Weekly, that according to exit polling, 20% of the audience was at least 50. That's a huge number. For an action movie, a summer action movie. You know?
Well, I mean, if they've seen the first, how many have there been? Two?
No, there were about 10.
Okay, well, if they've seen the first 10, they're probably going to
I think that people probably saw the first one and the second one. You have or haven't seen the first one?
I haven't seen any of them.
God. You're maddening. George, you said you saw it and it creeped you out. Gordon, did you see the first Planet of the Apes? The 68 one?
Heston one?
Yeah, the Heston one.
Yes, my brother was all into that and it creeped me out.
So the last time you saw it was when you were a little kid?
Song.
Yeah, get this off. You haven't gone back to it?
It's all right, Shoopy.
It seems like I went back to it, 10, 15 years ago. And that girl still kind of made my pants go crazy.
Dude, she's hot. The one that
didn't
talk?
Yeah, she wouldn't talk and just was hot.
I know, and wore a bikini everywhere.
Stop it.
What's an ape in a bikini?
No, it's a human female.
Mark that. I don't know why.
How can Ryan's not have watched the original Planet of the Apes movies?
George, everything about this man is maddening. Everything. That's just one of a billion.
He likes cookies.
Yeah, he does like cookies.
I like baseball, too.
You know, C is for cookie, George.
That's a great song. One of the greatest puppets of all time.
56% of the audience was male. 59% were over the age of 25. So this is good news. If it really is a good movie, which, by the way...
Bob says it's bad.
How do you... you can't trust him.
Bob?
No.
I generally trust his movie opinion.
I'm going to go see it tonight.
Are you?
And all those people probably
I go with
listen
you.
To the ticket, too.
You will?
Yeah.
Now, maybe
after dinner?
Yeah. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Done.
I'll go.
9 o'clock?
Do you have to bring your own monkey?
You don't have to bring a pet.
I thought it was like Star Wars. We will dress up and all that stuff. Uh-uh.
Who will I have to dress up as? Charlton Heston?
I just want to dress up as a monkey. I'll dress up as Cornelius.
I'll be Sarah.
Do people stand down there on the front row and yell things back up at the screen?
Do squirt guns and everything?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of reference are you making here, Mike?
You know.
No, I don't know.
Like the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah. Right.
Somebody back there knew.
I did.
Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Gordon did,
too. Hey, did you like the facial expressions they used to make on the old Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, I did. You know why? Because there was always something in the air. Like they would.
I hated that sniffing
thing. That was so weird. They'd say something, then they'd accent it with a nose twitch.
How about the makeup, though, for back then? It was pretty good.
That was pretty good for those late 60s, early 70s.
But why were their sinuses always irritated?
I don't know. I hear they like to do
I'm
cocaine.
Monkey, but I got whoa.
What
kind of confluence happened just then?
What voice were you just doing?
I don't know.
Right. I'm a monkey.
A damn monkey.
Wish I wasn't, but I am.
But I am.
A sinus problem.
Wish I could change it.
Live here.
I mean, I'm a monkey in a TCU shirt. I mean, what can I
Wish I didn't live here at Plant the Apes, but I do. So,
Damn.
Oh, man, I meant to bring binoculars back up, back down here.
Yeah, he wants to keep an eye on the hammer.
Yeah.
He's afraid, we're going to get laser scoped or something.
No,
yeah, if you see a red dot appear in the center of Mike's forehead, it doesn't mean he's converted.
Well, go Planet of the Apes. Antoine Patton. Antoine Patton of Outkast. He is known as Big Boy.
Spelled properly?
No, Big B-O-I. Hmm. Yeah, I think he's Korean. They were, or he was
White
on.
Boy.
Fake laugh.
He was on a cruise in Miami when he was stopped by the feds for multiple drug charges.
He was on a cruise? What
kind
of cruise?
He was going on vacation, taking a cruise, a booze cruise. Yeah, I think Mountain was playing on it. And...
Well, not so the one that the we cops were... like board the ship or something, and
I think they were acting on some sort of tip, but they found a quite large amount of ecstasy, MDMA powder, which I believe that's
ecstasy
makes
it?
Ecstasy. Yeah, illegal possession.
So he's making it, huh?
I don't
he's
know.
Really he's really broke bad.
I don't know if he's making it or I don't. He doesn't need money, right? That one song.
What song did they have?
Hey ya.
Hey ya. Like the biggest song in 5 years.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. Hey, they had a bunch of hits.
Your S Don't Stink.
Sorry, Jackson.
They wrote a song called that.
Yeah.
Great song.
And he also was illegally possessing Viagra, Mike.
No, he was taking Viagra.
So
why is that being aimed at me?
Well, we know that you have a pretty big stash of illegal Viagra.
You have a blue pill addiction?
Mm-hmm. You take one tiny blue pill before each meal.
Tuck it under the scrote. Let it absorb.
God. I don't think it's a...
It's not like a nitroglycerin.
No. Would you put it, tuck it under the scrote?
How would you hold it in there?
You have to tape back.
Yeah.
Okay, I've done that before.
Squeeze real tight. It's like man kegels.
Throw it my butt.
But he is facing some
suppository. I think I've been using this wrong, dog.
Well, it's an oral application.
Not. Oh, it is? Oh, God, I thought it was a suppository.
God almighty.
He's facing some very serious charges.
My rear end's been hard for hours.
Look at my anus. 7 inches long. It's like a stack of donuts.
Oh,
golly.
Gross. Like a stalactite.
God. What the heck?
Just kind of hanging down there.
All right.
Gross.
Like a cement cluster of grapes.
It always looks like you have a nice fresh load back there.
Whoa.
It's turning into the rant on you, Rhines.
Stop
there
it.
There it is.
Jeez.
You get Danny and Corby and Gordo.
Can anybody explain to me the
transformation? Trying to go some mic off here.
Can anybody explain to me the transformation? And there's only one explanation. Of Kate Gosselin, who was on the Today Show and now looks like this.
What happened to her?
Is that the end of practice, George?
No.
No.
Okay.
Probably mounds and mounds of plastic surgery.
Look at how hot that woman is. And I don't know if you remember her back when that show started.
How many babies she diarrhea out?
Eight.
Eight.
John and
when
Kate
is that many?
Plus
that's what it
eight.
Is.
But if you look at the before and after shots
diarrhea.
Of her like in 2005 to her now, she is gorgeous.
And then that John guy was kind of like a grown-up Vila Falua. He was something weird, right?
Vila Falua? What's that?
Mary Kay Letourneau's husband.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How do you know that guy's name?
That's working esoteric.
He's fascinated
like
by
it,
the
though.
Teacher 12-year-old thing.
What? Wait, now that's a pretty bold claim you just made.
Kind of Polynesian-y looking. Kinda
yeah,
I know he is. I am, too.
Kind of islander.
Yeah, there was something. It is.
What's his name? Vila Falua?
It's like Vila Faluha or something like that.
Oh, my Vila Faluha over here?
My Pancha Vila Faluha.
I don't understand, though, how... You know, it
Harvey's Googling 12-year-old.
No, I'm not. I'm typing in Kate Gosselin before and after.
Oh.
How
Google 12-year-old.
Okay, all right. This is what I wanted to show you. Look. Look at what she really used to look like. Look at this.
That's her?
Yes. That
looks like what's her name from Ferris Bueller.
Describe that, Mike.
Edie
That's
McClure.
Very frowy. Very frow-like. Nothing attractive at all about it.
No, a really bad haircut and kind of fat and just...
But then that after picture.
Now look at this.
Totally seaworthy.
Look at that.
Now it's got extensions and...
Blonde, hot, tan, new teeth, new nose, new jugs, new clavicles.
What?
Anyway, she was
Wonder
on the...
if she's had anything done down there.
What do you mean?
You know, to tie things back together.
Labiaplasty?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, George.
Bejazzled?
Mike's the one bringing it up.
Yeah. You know what? She probably did have something done down there. Because after that many kids,
a water slideectomy.
What does that mean?
You reverse the
water
slide.
Stay out of this, Ty.
Just kind of fade Ty out there.
It's all right, Ty.
Anyway, she told Ann Curry on the Today Show that,
you know, the kids on a daily basis.
Don't do that voice.
Are just begging me to get married again.
What is that voice?
They bring it up all the time, you know. You know, Ann, I'm definitely ready to start dating, Mike.
God, that voice makes me want to kick the stool out from under me.
There are a lot of obstacles. It's sort of daunting, though,
right, Corby,
when I think about my obstacles. Nobody's told me.
That's enough, okay?
It's every day, Gordon. Every day.
Jesus. All right, leave him alone.
But
this is a performance art, okay?
I have to say, if I do get married, by the time that my kids are old enough...
Well, this is performance art. That means nobody wants to watch it.
It's a card form.
I might just be too old to have a young man. But, gosh, teenagers, Mike, I don't even want to talk about that.
Well,
so why
to her,
is she
Mike?
Going
Come
on the Today
Mike.
Show? Does anyone really care about
No, because she wants to tell everybody that her kids are ready for her to start dating again. All eight of them.
Has she got some reality show or
her
something to promote?
15 minutes are up.
John and Kate, plus eight, were in that house?
Why is
Look
everybody,
at that plunging neckline.
Why is everybody being quiet?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Taco period.
George.
Worst kind.
Y'all need to let that go.
Jay-Z and Kanye West, their new album together, is set to sell about 500,000 copies in its first week in the U.S.
When does it come out? Tomorrow?
That would instantly become, I think it came out last two. Oh, no, released today.
Thank you.
Why do they release it a day early? Tuesday is normally the release date. That would instantly become the second largest week of sales behind Lady Gaga's 1.1 million opener for Born This Way.
Lady Gaga's training camp is over tomorrow, and they want to get a jump on things.
It's a good idea. So you guys have to stay through Wednesday morning?
When y'all going back?
Wait. When training camp's over when?
Well, they have some walkthrough on Wednesday. No, down here. They have a walkthrough on Wednesday that you guys have to go to, but for us, it's over Tuesday night.
Y'all going back Tuesday night?
Yeah. We'll wave at you.
Okay.
Cheech.
Why don't we go back? That way we can cover the Cowboys' return.
Just be at the airport. All right, let's go.
That's enough.
Let's
set up
thing.
On the outskirts of town. Get them as they roll back through.
That's a great
That'd
idea.
Be good.
A good one.
I want to see Mike pick up on Kate Gosselin some more. Go ahead, talk to her. Talk to him, Kate.
You did seem to ignore me.
Go ahead,
you not
Mike.
Love me?
Mike, make love to her. Come on, Mike. Come
I'm staring you
show
in the face.
Right. Show her your extended anus.
I'm staring. Oh, gosh. You have one of those.
Want to stop down for a quick hange?
God, play.
Me?
It's going on. Hange is underway.
Uh-oh.
Is underway. Why would you narrate your own thing?
Oh, yes.
That's what he does. And don't think for a second. Don't think for a second he doesn't do that during all lovemaking sessions.
Just describes everything he sees.
Narrate, yeah.
Too descriptive about it.
And then, when he
play by play.
And then when he gets to third base on her.
Triple.
Jeez.
All right, that's enough of entertainment news for one day.
Worst one ever.
It certainly is.
Oh, God.
By the way, worst e-news ever.
See there?
By the way.
All right, 4:53 here on the ticket. So, let's have you get a little flashlight going. Step inside the Copenhagen room and say hello to Dallas Radio's most embracing, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
It's just beautifully smooth. No hair, no nothing.
What were you talking about?
I was talking about Jason Garrett's privates.
Oh.
If they look like Ken dolls, where they weren't there, but they were just real shiny and smooth.
Now it makes sense.
We had a copy of Hustler up here yesterday.
I thought you were describing the wife's new Brazilian.
Isn't family supposed to be off limits?
Not on this show, George.
Not when you're the only one on the show with a family.
Daddy touched me there.
Oh, no.
Oh,
so
my
sad.
Boy.
Anyway.
Triple! Yeah.
Let's talk about Arnold.
Let's lay off that drop, huh?
Let's talk triple.
Why?
Whoa.
It's great.
Stupid.
Triple!
So is everything else.
Triple!
Triple!
I shouldn't have done it. There's Sam Hurd making a play.
He's black.
Yeah, thanks, Norm. All right, let's talk about
Actually,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's James Cleveland.
Did James Cleveland make a nice play?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Sam Hurd doesn't play here anymore, Mike.
No. Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Where'd that's our buddy.
Up?
Yeah, it hurts.
You know that story,
one,
George?
Yeah.
I raced number 17 in a 40.
I bet he destroyed
a wide receiver. I got a 10-yard head start.
And he still destroyed you.
He clipped me at the line.
Really?
Yes. I think I could take him, though, because I slipped when we started. Next time I'm going to request a no-head start 40.
How fast do you think you run the 40 in?
Me?
Yeah.
10 seconds?
4.9.
You think you could break 5?
No way.
I don't think you could either.
No. Probably 5.3, maybe.
Me and Sturm were 5.96, 5.97 a couple of years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You're faster than us, so yeah, you could probably get 5.2.
Yeah.
5 flat.
My time is Groob's height.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold Schwarzenegger stepped out in Santa stepped out in Santa Monica, California for a bike ride.
Oh, man.
And
four sucks.
On the back of his shirt. And this was not some big publicity stunt or anything. Mm-hmm. On the back of his shirt, it says, in big pink letters, I survived Maria.
I think that's the end of practice.
Are you kidding?
That looks that way. Yeah, it looks like,
around,
Ben. It's gather round time.
I think you're wrong.
Well, the media's still way over there.
That's a good point. Maybe they're just...
They're waiting to pounce, though. That's where
was
they
that
go to.
Groob's blowing the double horn, or
pounce.
Is that?
It's everybody.
Yeah, because here comes the water trucks. The referees are staying on the field. This ain't over,
okay,
man.
They're getting chewed out.
They're getting chewed out right now. Coach Garrett's talking about his incredibly smooth eunuch penis.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
What has happened to the show?
Man.
My favorite Cobra.
The Cowboys are never going to want to have anything to do with us again. And
they don't want to have anything to do with us now. They won't even bring us guests.
All because of everything you've done today.
Today.
Yes, today.
They give you a boot
you
on
have
the
ruined
50-yard
it.
Line.
We're actually on the 48, and I'm a little pissed off about that. They promised
you've
us
ruined
the 50.
Everything for everybody today. You have.
Me.
Yeah. You.
Me.
Yeah.
Carby!
So
talking about that. You're talking about Brady James. He's all mad at you now.
And what'd you do to piss him off?
I don't know. It was turned out to be bad radio that set him off a couple of years ago. And he somehow knew that
on the
I was affiliated with him. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. All right, so Schwarzenegger wore a T-shirt that says, I survived Maria. Now, it turns out that the shirt actually was created by Maria herself as a joke when Arnold left the governor's office in 2010. And it said, I survived Maria 2007 to 2010. But he crossed out 2007 and wrote in marker 1997, the year they met.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So I survived Maria 1977 to 2010.
Wow.
When he did a bunch of hood rat stuff in their marriage?
Well, I mean,
he the one who did it?
He
knocked up their maid.
Candy now.
Bad things.
He knocked up fat Rhea Perlman.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that story covered on Muse in the News?
Yeah, I just couldn't remember the details. But he had other indiscretions, too, like on the set. Didn't he have a couple of
supposedly, harassment? Yeah, he was getting handsy with people.
He was honking boobs.
Yeah.
Mike,
he's
nothing,
a honker.
Nothing Mike had done in the last 17 years.
Yeah, we'll so about those honkers.
Probably last 17 hours.
George has been guilty of that, too.
Oh, man.
Can't prove it.
Well,
Mike's
a sandwich,
documented on
the boobs.
See?
What possibly could have led you to say that?
I don't know.
Eat the sandwich.
Then honk the boobs.
Eat the sandwich, honk the boobs.
Which led Corby to say something.
What'd he say?
I want to watch the A-Team, honk your boobs, and go to bed.
What a great night that would be.
God, it'd be perfect.
And you don't even do anything. You just honk it, right?
Yep.
That's all you do?
Yeah, just once.
Honk.
And then go to sleep. Just roll over and sleep. And dream about B.A.
Like
Baracus.
Sound like a practice air horn?
Yeah.
And then dream about baseball.
Every time you honk it, it's...
Honk.
That'd break the habit, wouldn't it?
All right, yeah. Honk, so let's honk. Just say that... Let's say that every time during your lovemaking practices that when you did honk a boob, it sounded like that.
Uh-huh.
Would that not be the ultimate detractor? Like, yes. God, just, stop!
You're doing it. You're honking them.
I could fight through it. Could they?
I don't know if you could.
I think I could. Anyway, complete your story.
I did. Arnold Schwarzenegger's weird.
All right, then do another story.
All right, this one's for you.
Balls.
For me?
Yep. Because I know that you're obsessed with two things on this planet, boobs and the band Train.
Nothing wrong with Train.
No, not you too, George.
I like baseball.
Drops
too.
Of Jupiter, what was wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with Drops of Jupiter.
Train is 80% done with writing their next album, according to frontman Pat Monahan.
Thank God.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Train's good. See, George knows. Yep.
Listen to how arrogant this statement is. As exciting as it is to be playing in front of tens of thousands of people every night of my life, it's even more exciting to know that we have an album that's kind of ready to go as soon as we get off the road. What a pompous ass.
What? They
punch
do
us
play
up
in front
here,
of
Eric.
Tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, you don't have to say that. You don't have to put it that way.
Yeah. It's kind of a humble brag, but...
Yeah, and they do. They ain't bragging if you can do it. So bad about this.
This song's great.
Everything. Life.
What?
What? It's got a great melody. It's got good lyrics.
He's a good singer.
Back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in I'm flowering right now. You know that.
What?
I'm flowering.
Yaks like summer. What is that?
What do you mean you're flowering? What does that mean exactly?
I know what it means.
Well, what? What does it mean?
I don't have to explain myself. You know what? It would be so much better if David Lee Roth was in this song.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would.
He makes every song better.
Wow! Did you make it to the Milky
Way? What's so bad about this?
Great song. It's good now.
Yeah, I just don't like it. They're an embarrassment to San Francisco.
Good God.
God.
What else does San Francisco have going for them musically?
Journey.
The Dead.
Okay, that's still making music.
Jefferson
Listen
Airplane.
That's a nice groove.
You know it's good, Corby. You just can't admit it now.
Oh, yeah. He's dug in. His position's dug in. And he's got to be cool. He's too cool to say, you know, I might be coming around on Train.
Oh, my God.
Train.
There is nothing on the planet that would ever get me to say that. Nothing.
You Next time they come in town, Mike, I'll go with you.
All right.
All right. You and the rest of the homos in town can go.
Golly.
Because that's all that'll be there.
It's not true.
A couple of homos and a bunch of 48-year-old women.
So bad about that? We got
about homos, nothing. If you're into that. Oh, by the way, yeah, on tour, of course, Train and with Maroon 5. So
nothing wrong with them. Well, that's
George!
That is a double douche dip concert if I've ever heard of one.
They got some good tunes.
No, they don't.
Are they coming through our to our Fairburg before long?
You have any Maroon 5 on your?
No, I don't have any of them, but I like them.
Yeah, they're good.
I don't know if
there's nothing wrong with them.
Well, you guys should go. You know what? As much as you love Train, Mike, the fact that you haven't seen them live, or have you?
No, I haven't.
We're going next.
Is ridiculous. I mean, as much as you talk about them, and as much as you read the Tiger Beat,
I don't talk about them that much.
With Pat Monahan on the cover.
I've never read one thing about them.
Really?
Yes.
You don't ever talk about them.
Only when it's brought up by you.
Only has to defend your attacks.
Right.
Vicious attacks.
Mike's got pictures of Pat Monahan on his Trapper Keeper.
Oh, yeah. On your ceiling. Good night, Pat Monahan.
I love you.
Would you mind pouring a drop of Jupiter on me before I go night-night?
It helps me sleep.
It's not funny.
You know, I'd like to meet Virginia too, Pat Monahan.
What? What?
Their song, Meet Virginia.
I've never heard that.
Oh, the F you haven't! Lies!
Wow. Y'all been drinking this afternoon?
No, but
no more than normal.
I need one. Oh, here's another story for Mike, because he only saw he only saw two movies in the 80s, and I know one of them was this. There's going to be a remake, Mike, of Dirty Dancing.
Why?
Why?
First one, blue.
Thank you. Mike saw it, though, and liked it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
He didn't hate... This is the riddle.
Mike is a 44-year-old woman.
You kind of are.
That's what I've determined.
You like the all the things.
You like Dirty Dancing.
Uh-huh.
Train.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Maroon
it.
Maroon 5.
Yeah.
And
Maroon
other 5.
And other things.
Okay. Yeah, other things.
Red wine and chocolate, and you smoke a lot.
New Journey.
Don't like any of those three things.
Yeah, you do.
Do not.
Yes, they are going to remake Dirty Dancing.
For dancing in the streets. Who's going to be in it now that Mr. Swayze's no longer with us?
Oh, no.
And Jennifer Grey is a little...
She can still dance.
Old to play that.
Didn't she win Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I don't, yeah, I think she did.
Or she was involved in it in some way?
Yeah, she may have won.
And she did get a nose job. She has small nose now.
Yeah, she won.
Any acting job.
She did win.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to play. I'm sure it's somebody young and hip. And...
So let's do a little more Train here.
Why?
Why not?
Hi, New York snow is. What's wrong with this?
Nothing.
Here it is, Mike. Train and Maroon 5, thank you, Will, are coming to Dallas on September the 23rd at Chexa.
We are in.
There.
What's September 23rd? Is that a Friday or Saturday?
Hang on, little buddy.
Thursday.
That will be a Friday night. Man, you guys can get your groove on.
Yeah, you can.
We're going to have fun, right?
We are, man. It'll be an awesome night, George.
No.
It'll be a great night like this.
Everything! You're going to realize it when you go to this show and you look around you and you're like, really?
That.
These are the people that go to this show?
Here's the
so
thing,
what?
Though.
Everything!
If Wilco did this song, you'd think it was good.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, because Wilco has a set of balls. There's no balls here.
Oh,
Corby
yeah.
needs balls.
Yeah. I do. I got to have balls.
It's got to be Marshall Stacks and High Watts.
You've
and they're all
balls.
Turned up
oh, yeah,
all the
just
way.
Like Wilco. Yeah, every song that Wilco does is just
balls.
Like that.
Yeah,
no,
every
balls.
Song that Wilco does have
balls.
Is balls.
Yes, they do.
Oh, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Those stuff's very mellow.
Oh, God. I guarantee you, Pat Monahan, that his privates are smoother than Jason Garrett's.
And on that note?
I guarantee you they are.
Yep. All right, that concludes the worsty news ever.
What evs?
Oh, listen to that.
Oh, did you just burp?
No, I did. That was a drop.
Let's hear it again.
He did this on the air.
No one's going to beat Norm's burp, though. That's still incredible.
The crocodile?
The crocodile
burp.
Oh,
man. That's reptilian.
Oh, no, okay, George.
That is fabricated.
Really? We've got it in context.
Shut up.
Danny Fine wants to know if you're, like, in a bad way, like if you have a rough day at work, if you go home and just kind of scoop the big thing of
you
ice cream.
You told Danny Fine to kiss my ass?
And put in beaches because with the rest of the 44-year-old women.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'll never walk down another beach alone, Bette Midler.
No, I don't do that.
September 23rd, Mike.
I'm in.
Me too.
All right, 4:55 here on the ticket.